Hi, radio fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last seven moves, and tonight he's gonna try and make it eight. Here comes the bulls down.
This is Kat Johnson of KatJohnson.net with Meek and Eight. Let's buck.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans and Making Eight maniacs. That's right. Hey, you know it wouldn't be a Lunch Hour Rodeo show right here if we didn't start it off with a little bit of Kat Johnson to get us fired up. And it looks like she is in the chat room, so got to say we're glad to have her back from the bright lights of California. Looks like some of our fans are getting over here into our chat room. Some of our fans are logging online, and we do appreciate it. Hopefully everything is working. I know that there's a lot of fans that are calling in, a lot of fans that are logging back in. We had them here, and then they were gone. So hopefully everybody's getting back. We're going to give you just a few minutes to get back over here. Like I said, wish I knew what this deal is with Blog Talk, you know, and why we're having so many issues with getting our fans on board. But I got to tell you, it's good to be back. You know, spending this weekend away is like we're almost out of touch with what is happening with Making Eight, what's going on with our fans. But we're back, spent a great weekend with PBR, and got to thank them. We spent a fantastic weekend. The best part about the entire weekend was hanging out with the Making Eight Maniacs. Really was. Obviously, I don't know if a lot of you guys have seen Jay Lay's comment. This morning I woke up and saw the post there about how much he enjoyed spending time with us. But really, that was the biggest part for us, you know, is hanging out with so many of the Making Eight Maniacs out there this weekend. Jay Lay, Welsey66, Miss Linda, you know, Leah, Annette, you know, there were so many fans out there. And then to be able to see some of our old supporters, our longtime supporters, you know, we saw a few bullfighters. We saw some bull riders that are here in the Florida area that were here, obviously, to support Caleb and several of the other PBR bull riders. And you know, to bring their families down and have a good time. We saw Junior North Carolina Jones here this weekend. It was a great time hanging out with him for a little bit. He was actually out spending time with Shane Proctor and Jesse. You know, so it was really just an all-around great weekend. It's a great rodeo family weekend. And it looks like Miss Christie is having issues once again with the audio. You know, it seems like everybody else is starting to get it, and I don't know if there's something that's incompatible with Christie's, player or just what the deal is with this new format that they've got. But, man, what a shame. But anyways, you know, having an opportunity to spend, you know, with the bull riders and, you know, just hang out, have a good time. It sounds like Kat is helping Christy get back over here on board. And like I said, we've got a lot of guests that are going to be joining us this week. And we don't want you guys to get frustrated and miss out on the opportunity to check in with some of the things that we have going on. I think you guys are really going to enjoy it. Should be a really entertaining week. It really should. I, for one, am excited about what's coming for Making Eight, and this is only the beginning. I mean, we got some of our fans that are actually tuned in online are heading out to Last Cowboy Standing this weekend. We know that Miss Shannon, who, by the way, just won $1,000 over a radio station this morning, so I know that she's really excited about that. But, you know, maybe give her a little bit of Vegas spending money out there. But, yeah, so she's going to be out there for Last Cowboy Standing this weekend. Should be a great time for her. And I know that so many of us are going to be tuned in watching online on the pay-per-view or watching on pay-per-view. Really excited about that. I can't wait to see the show in its entirety. going back this morning, got up, started getting over to PBRnow.com and checking out a lot of the videos, things like that. I will tell you this, that was exciting to go back and know where we were sitting. Myself and Mrs. Macon 8 were on so many of those different deals. If you look closely, you'll find them. We were there, and you can actually point us out. It was cool if you know where you're looking. You know, we're just that little itty-bitty speck back there in the background, but just to be there and to know that we were supporting the PBR and getting information out to you guys was a lot of fun. Sounds like Miss Gabby says that she's going to work on getting over here as well. Not sure if she's made it yet. I'm trying to check up with the Twitter links. I know that Miss Shannon said that she was having issues getting over to her audio. Hopefully we get everything sorted out here. Like I said, this new Blog Talk format is killing us. We're going to have to find a way to fix this. But anyways, I will tell you that JB's ride on, or JB, actually it was more like JB's, I believe it was the one where he, well, shoot, I'll have to go back and take a look at which one it was, to be honest with you. Going back up, I believe it was Thomas the Train section there on PBRnow.com under the PBR.TV section. JB, his clip with Thomas the Train, if you look at the 35-second mark, you'll see us. Also, Valderon's ride on Speckled Ivory. When he jumps up on the fence, myself and Mrs. Macon 8 were right there. We were actually, and I don't know if you guys have seen the pictures on our fan page, but Valderon is actually sitting right above me. So that was really entertaining as well. And I'm actually getting some of the questions in here. Christy's asking about the picture from Shorty right in front of the bull. Now, there are several of them that we took out there. There's one in particular where it's actually Jesse right in front of the bull, and I'm not sure if that's the one. But it, I will tell you that it is there were some fantastic pictures that Mrs. Macon 8 took out there this weekend. Like I said, and you know, you can't say enough about the job that Joe, Shorty, Jesse did this weekend. Was an absolute thrill to see these guys work in action right there. See them not even having to communicate with each other. They just know where to be. And, you know, depending on where the cowboy is, the rider goes down, everybody swarms in and does their job. And you talk about fantastic. Was excellent. But if my memory if my memory serves me correctly, if we're talking about the same picture, I believe that it may have actually been Jesse that was there in front of the bull. But it could have been Shorty there as well. I'm not quite sure which picture it is. We'll go back and take a look at it. Yeah, it, you know, Shorty did get a little banged up there, but you know, when it came down to the second round, watching him on yesterday, you wouldn't think that guy missed a step at all. I didn't see any significant difference there. No limping, even walking in and out of the arena. You know, he really did seem like, you know, although that, you know, they did have a rough night. They took some shots. All the bullfighters did. Jesse took some yesterday, but they all seemed to be doing pretty well. You know, they do a job out there that, you know, I was talking to Jesse yesterday, and I told him, I said, man, I don't envy you guys for that job. Y'all can keep it, you know. And he said, well, I think y'all are crazy. I'd much rather be in front of that bull where I'm on the ground flat-footed than trying to get on the back of him, you know. But, yeah, absolutely. JB was another one that was absolutely had another rough weekend. You know, but these guys, man, you know, this is such a tough sport. They understand, and they're going to continue to ride banged up. I think by when you look at the overall scheme of things at the end of the season, I don't think you can point out a guy throughout the entire year that hasn't had to deal with some sort of injury throughout the season, you know. That's just what these guys do. That's what they're good at, you know. That's, you know, they do it for a reason, but they also understand the risk, you know. And just like we saw Austin Meyer with his interview with Leah, you know, you got to pay to play. And you know, just like Austin said, I mean, he wants to play, so he's going to pay. And, you know, it's a matter of risk versus reward. Everybody understands that, you know, that you're going to deal with those injuries. You're going to deal with being banged up. It does happen. So anyways. You know, like I said, just getting down to it. I mean, I think the event was really an exciting event for us to be a part of, and we're so glad that the PBR had us down there for it. You know, I will tell you that, like I said, we did get some great interviews. We've got some great some video highlights that we're going to show you from the event, hanging out with some of the fans, hanging out with some of the bull riders. And we're going to get those online Wednesday night, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You'll be able to tune in there. But all week long, you know, we're really going to be recapping a lot of it. We're going to answer your questions, take some of your comments, you know. One thing that really stood out to me, you know, for this event was how the PBR really made things possible. It was amazing to know that less than 24 hours prior to the event that there was a hockey game going on in that very same arena, and you couldn't tell. You couldn't tell being there that there was a hockey game. I mean, they actually brought the dirt in and packed it on top of the ice. You know, it was amazing to see how that whole thing worked out, and the crew and how well the crews worked together to make that possible. They thought they were not even sure they were going to get it started on time. Now, this is a live event that's broadcasted on Versus, but you talk about hustling, and those guys didn't miss a beat. That's just teamwork, you know. Those guys knew what had to happen and went out there and made things possible. I was just amazed. At the amount of work that went into putting this event on. Like I said, less than 24 hours before, you know, it was one of those deals where they, you know, they stepped up. And yeah, okay, I see the picture that came in. Thank you for posting that out there, Christy. That was actually, that was Bullstock Media's photo right there. Mr. Andy did a fantastic job, and it was great to run into him out there. You talk about impressive. That is a very impressive shot there of Shorty, really making some good things happen. That's what protection bullfighting is all about. Like I said, we've got a really good one of Jesse, on our fan page that we were able to capture, that Mrs. Make It Ain't was able to capture as well. Jesse and, Joe. You can see Joe step in over the bull rider and Jesse bring the bull around. It was just fantastic to see the work that those guys did. Bullstock Media you can't say enough about the photos that they bring you guys there on the live event center. It was amazing. Andy did a great job, and look forward to running into more events with him. Now, I will tell you, I'm not sure if you guys are aware, they did post on the Bullstock Media website this morning that they are trying to do some things to start showing support for Matt, who we haven't heard a lot from, but it appears that his son was diagnosed with leukemia for the second time now after being in remission for 7 years. So want to keep Bullstock Media in your prayers for sure, and Matt in particular. You know, these guys do a great job working week in and week out for you guys to bring you guys the most exciting pictures that you can from the events that are going on. And, it's a rough deal. But absolutely. And it looks like we do have Miss Gabby here finally in our chat room. And that is great. Glad that you're able to be here. Yeah, you can't say enough about the bullfighters all weekend and Bullstock Media. Like I said, everybody really came together. And I was just so impressed with what those guys had to do in order to put this event on within that period of time. I mean, they had a deadline. It was crunch time. This was not something that was going to be a tape delay deal, you know, like Sunday's event. They needed to have this thing ready to go live at 8 o'clock, and they darn sure did. I tip my hat to those guys for getting together and working. They did not even have the panels in as of about around noon Saturday. There was nothing set up there in that arena. You couldn't tell that, other than the dirt being brought in, that they were going to be setting up to do a PBR event. Like I said, I know that Bullstock Media posted that out there this morning. It was on their Twitter page in regards to Matt and his family. Like I said, we talked with Andy this weekend. We're going to be showing you where you can go. You can go right through MakingEight.com. You'll be able to find the Bullstock Media links. We're going to get those worked out here this week, hopefully. We do want to show support for them. You know, they are part of the PBR family, part of the rodeo family. They travel week in and week out with these guys. And, you know, when something like this happens, I mean, you know, they're so connected to the fans as well. And that's one thing that Annie and I were discussing this weekend, is that, seriously, that's what it comes down to, is that connection with the fans. And you know, Bullstock Media really has a great connection with them. And, you know, we want to show that we support them for that, just like you guys do for Making Eight. You know, we could not do this. We could not have this if it wasn't for the support that you guys have. But getting down to it, like I said, you know, I mean, there was a lot of bull riding. There's a lot of stuff that went on outside of Tampa. I know that Miss Emily was at one of her first events this year, her first rodeo, said it was very exciting. Indoor event. We want to hear more about it. So if you've got some notes or any big highlights, please fill us in there, Miss Emily. We definitely want to talk about it. I know that Miss Kat Johnson spent all week last week out in California, hopefully enjoying the weather. But I know she said she was very busy, as, you know, most of us know that cougars can be. They are always on the prowl, so we have to look out for them. But, certainly we, know that everybody had a really great weekend. And like I said, I feel like we were so lost because, you know, we didn't get back to a lot of the posts right away. Shoot, I was getting text messages. I was getting some pictures that were sent to me for some friends, and I didn't even have an opportunity to comment on them until we got back here to the house yesterday. And then, of course, we went straight into going back and getting ready for our Back on the Ranch show last night, which, by the way, I think was a fiasco. I think I was so overwhelmed with everything that happened over the entire weekend. It made it hard for us to sit back and talk about things. We missed our cowboy logic for the day. It was terrible. I think it was bad, you know, but everything was just so scattered because we did not even have an opportunity to sit down and start going through things, you know. But like I said, I think we got things back on track here. We should be getting at it here within the next, day or so. We've got some great guests that are lined up to join the show here this week, and hopefully you guys will not have an opportunity or will not miss out on those. I think you guys are really going to like it. Looks like we got some new members joining in our chat room here today and jumping in on the phone lines. Got to say welcome to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Shows, and glad to have you a part of it. You know, we're excited about being here and talking a little bit about bull riding, talking a little bit about rodeo. I see that some of our fans in our chat room are trying to get us to come out with who we've got, just kind of what we've got in store for you guys this week. And, well, you guys are just going to have to continue to stay tuned. I think you're going to like it, though. We've got a good lineup in store. Maybe a day or two out of the week where you got to sit back and hear me gab for an hour. But other than that, I think the most part, I think you guys are really going to enjoy who we're going to have on. With that being said, I think we're going to take our first break of the day here, rodeo fans. I want to let you all know that and remind you to get over to the Making Eight store page. We're going to work on getting some shirts and things like that up again. I know that Gabby had sent a request out taking a look. And if you guys have some ideas or some things that you would like for your shirts, feel free to let me know. We'll get some things changed around and make it happen for you. So with that being said, you're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on a Monday. And We got a long work week ahead of us before we get ready for last Cowboy Standing in the PBR and another rodeo weekend. Don't go anywhere, fans. You listen to the Lunch Hour Radio Show. We'll be right back.
The alarm clock tingling, ringing in my head. I woke up dog tired, beat down, half dead. Trying to recover from another wild weekend. Chugging down coffee while I should have been sleeping. Well, it sure is Monday, hitting. I had a ball Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But it's all over now, and it shows it's Monday. Ooh, I got to the job site at a quarter past nine. Out in my truck bed, my feet still twitching to the music in my head. Well, it sure is Monday, ain't it the truth? I partied too hard and now I'm paying my dues. I had a ball Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but it's all over now and it sure is Monday.
Five-time world champion Rob Smits. You're listening to Making8.com.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making 8. And I got to tell you, it's been a great weekend. We're getting things fired up here on a Monday, trying to get ourselves back in gear. I'm telling you, you know, I mean, it really does. When you put so much work and effort into the weekend deal, you kind of let things slip away. And, you know, normally I like to try to spend the weekends, at least the morning parts, you know, with the family or, you know, but man, I do so much to try to sit back with you guys over the weekend, listen to the LEC, there on PBRnow.com, and, you know, try to catch up on a lot of the bull riding action. Shoot, even try to catch, you know, it was funny because we were talking about that during our breakfast with the Making 8 Maniacs there yesterday morning that, you know, I actually tuned into the LEC. We're talking about Cowboy Church services and all, and I said, you know, the LEC is actually usually up and running for the Cowboy Church services. Now, unfortunately, they did not have a service here this yesterday, but I will tell you, that, you know, it's pretty entertaining to be able to tune in from at home and tune into the LEC for the Cowboy Church services, you know. I have not, Ms. Gabby, that's a great comment. We've got some of our chat room questions coming in about the update on injuries or anything like that. Like I said, talking with Renato yesterday, talking with him also on Saturday, you know, Renato obviously was diagnosed. It was a separated shoulder there. Did not feel like he was going to do anything spectacular here at the event knows that he wants to do well at Last Cowboy Standing next weekend. I do suspect that we will see him. I know that it was sore. And I'm going to tell you that so many fans, you know, were coming up to him and shaking hands with him. And, you know, they're even putting their arms around him or grabbing him, you know. And he's like, oh, the shoulder, you know. Hopefully they didn't do any more significant damage to that shoulder, because I do know that it is sore. But I think he's kind of in that mix where, you know, a lot of these guys, Austin Meyer, have been dealing with these injuries week in and week out, you know. But yes, Gabby, absolutely. That comment that's coming in, going back to the Cowboy Church services. I try to get out there and post when they're up. I try to send the link over there and let the fans know that we are tuned in on the Cowboy Church services. And, you know, as long as they're going to continue to air them, I think that's a great opportunity. And I made mention of that yesterday. And hopefully that these guys will, you know, continue to do that, because I think that's a big part of it. And it really is nice to be able to sit back and, you know, just kind of sit in the comforts of your own home, but you feel like you're there, you know. The other week in Kansas City, they had Wally Peterson delivering the message. So, you know, it really is. It's a great opportunity for you fans that are sitting at home, and I recommend it. I know a lot of us are out going to our own churches and that type of thing here in the area. We, because we've moved around so much, don't have like a particular church that we do go to. So, you know, to listen into the LEC there on PBRnow.com and check out the Cowboy Church services is a pretty good thing. But anyways, you know, moving down and getting into it, you know, I do know that there were a lot of, you know, a lot of fans that were tuned in to us this week. And like I said, we really enjoyed having you guys out there. I'm sorry that we couldn't get it out there fast enough to you. We did not have the capabilities, obviously, that Bullstock Media has, and they are so great about linking up and getting, you know, the rides, the pictures, the comments, and that type of thing right out there to you. Ben Jones, another one that had a really rough weekend, took some shots. I mean, this guy got banged up, you know. Pete Farley ended up breaking his leg or breaking his ankle, you know, on a shot there. So, you know, it's an interesting deal. It really is. There's a lot of guys that are certainly banged up. Ben Jones, though, I will tell you, is doing fine. We saw a pretty rough deal there with Ben getting hung up, and you know, it was hard, especially when you're that close. I mean, Mrs. Making Eight was covering her eyes over there, and you know, certainly I'm sure brought back some memories of when I was knocked out in the arena when I was riding. And that's hard for anybody, especially somebody like her who's been through that, you know. But, you know, to see him there moving, and then he was able to get up and walk out unassisted, or with minimal assistance, I should say, out of the arena, walks over, gets up there with Clint and with Brendan Bates, sets up there, talks with the crowd a little bit, then comes back down. I mean, we see him on top of the bucking chutes. He's back to his normal old Ben Jones, you know, Ben Jones boogie himself. I mean, really is. I saw him down there. He was talking with Dusty Ephraim for a little bit, and Ben came over and shook his hand a little bit and said, man, that's a rough little wreck there. I'm like, you all right? And he said, oh, yeah, we're doing good. You know, we're ready. We'll go back and get him again, you know. And that's just how these Cowboys are. You know, they take their licking and keep on ticking. And that's what it's all about right there. That's bull riding, and those are bull riders. You know, they're up there for a reason, because they are the top 40. And make no mistake that those guys there are willing to pay the price to stay up there on top and to have a contention to be a world champion. So you know that that's right. Now, speaking of world champions, I want to talk a little bit about some of these guys that we've been following. Obviously, the Brazilians are making such a strong case to be another world champion. We had an opportunity, Renato, 2010 world champion. You know, Valderon leading the points right now. Silvano Alves working his way up there in the number two slot, battling it out with Austin Meyer. And, you know, we've got Robinson Palermo winning three events now up there, so close in the standings. He just keeps inching closer and closer. But it's kind of feast or famine for Robinson, you know. You know, he has a couple really good weeks, makes a really good strong run, but it's a matter of consistency. I mean, this guy's won three events, and you would think that he would be in the top two or three, you know, but you take a look at Austin, who does not have an event win thus far, you know, but Austin's riding consistent. He's riding bulls, and that's what it takes to make it at the end of the race, to be in that contention there. Valderon's riding just about anything he gets on, you know. I know he had a tough weekend this weekend, had a couple close calls, was right there at the buzzer, you know, on a few of them. But, like I said, you know, it's you got to get that consistency down, and they certainly are, you know, those guys that are in the top. LJ Jenkins, another one. You can't say enough about that guy. That was just amazing. I see that Emily is posting out there about a Proctor, and I would be willing to bet that is Sean Proctor that was riding if it was a PRCA-sanctioned deal. I don't know if there's any relation, and that was something I wish I would have asked Shane when I talked to him, if there was a relation between him and Sean. But, yes, there is a Sean Proctor that also competes. And you can almost get them very confused, especially being that Shane Proctor, the PBR Shane Proctor, is leading the standings for the PRCA, you know? So you've got Shane Proctor, who's there on top, and then you've got Sean Proctor, who's right there behind. Oh, I see Emily's pointing out there's an Adam Proctor out there. Wow. Well, he is one that I am not quite aware of. I don't know. There could be a relation there or not, but I know that Sean Proctor is actually another pretty big contender in the PRCA. He does a lot of riding at those type of events. So that was the only reason why I felt like that may be who you were talking about. Looks like we got some breaking news here coming in from PBR Girl. Saying that PBR website is showing that PBR Now on RFD-TV will be on 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time this Thursday, which is fantastic. I'll tell you what, we're going to get some great video. We're going to get some great rodeo bull riding, things to talk about this week. We've got our lunch hour rodeo shows Monday through Friday. We've got Brendan Clark show Tuesday night, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We've got Making 8 Live. 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Wednesday, and now it appears that we're going to have RFD-TV or PBR Now on RFD-TV on Thursday at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So this should be a fantastic week for you fans to be able to sit back and get a lot of insight on what's going on. Leading in the last cowboy standing, I think that's going to be huge, and I know that there's going to be a lot of topic about that, a lot of conversations about that. So, hopefully everybody will be able to tune in. Now, I know that we had yesterday, we actually missed our cowboy logic, and we always are looking for somebody to help throw us out some good cowboy logic, and obviously we know that Cody Burleson is one of those guys, and well, shoot, since he's sitting here on the line, I think we're going to bring him on here and see if we can't get a hold of some of that cowboy logic. Mr. Cody Burleson.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Oh, not much, partner. How you doing on a Monday?
I'm getting sick. That's how I'm doing.
Oh, that's no good at all. That is no good at all.
Heck, if the weather would make up its mind, you know, instead of going from like 30s to 70s and then back down to 40 and then up to 80, heck, I might actually be in good shape if it didn't do that.
I hear you, man. I hear you. Well, that's why we love Florida so much because, shoot, man, I don't think it's going to drop below 80 all weekend or all week long.
Whew, buddy, that's too hot.
I hear. Well, hey, it ain't too hot when you got a pool and you can hang out by the pool all day.
Yeah.
Yeah,
some I hear
of those,
that.
Yeah, some of those guys that were down there for the PBR, I promise you, I seen more guys, I think, going to the arena in shorts Those guys were loving the weather down here, man. They were leaving the hotel room. I don't think they even wanted to put pants on. And as soon as they got back, they were right back in them shorts, man, just lounging around, hanging out, having a good time down here. I know a lot of them went fishing, hunting. You know, they did have a great time.
Heck, man, you didn't wear your spandex down there, did you?
No, I didn't. And actually, Jay Lay had made mention of that a few times out there. Going, man, I'm so glad that you. Yeah, he had made mention of that several times.
Yeah, you might be a little cooler then instead of in the jeans, though. Although it might stick to you like glue, though.
Yeah, that's right. And that, you know, that's where that whole thing started, was the Stuck Like Glue song with the spandex, you know. And wow, yeah, that still haunts me, I think, you know, those images. But, we definitely were working up a sweat out there in our jeans, you know. But we did have an opportunity to sit back and, you know, throw on our beach baggies, you know, and go hang out there in our sandals. And, shoot, man, it was a great time, for sure.
Yeah, heck, let's see. I can't remember what day. Oh, yeah, okay. I caught Saturday's event, just a little bit of it, but Sunday, heck, I was out at Mom and Dad's all day. Shoot, I was out there probably about 6 a.m. until about, heck, I don't even know what time I got done cleaning trails yesterday.
I hear
but
you,
buddy,
man. I hear you.
Working out.
What do you got for some cowboy logic for us for the day?
Oh, let's see. Forgive your enemies. It messes with their head.
Yeah. Great point. Well, you know, we're actually kind of short on some cowboy logic. We missed yesterday's cowboy logic for the day as well. You got another one for us?
Oh, man, I'm fresh out.
Are you really? Wow.
Yeah,
we tapped Cody Burleson out on his cowboy logic. Man, you better get down to it. Hopefully we'll be able to get you on more this week.
Oh, yeah, you should be able to. The one I just did was, that was like a last-minute thing. I've been busy up here at work.
I hear you, man.
I ain't really had time to do anything with it, but I'll see what I can do once I get home.
You betcha. Well, hey, man, thanks for jumping on here with us, and make sure to enjoy the rest of your week.
Oh, yeah, fixing on it.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the cowboy logic. We'll talk to you later.
Yes, sir. We'll see you.
All right. Cody Burleson, guys, obviously our cowboy logic man for the day. Always nice to hear from him and get our cowboy logic, and certainly appreciate it. I'm seeing some of our references coming in our chat room here about something about hanging up by the pool in spandex. Now, look, you know, I'm not all about wearing spandex. You know, sometimes. Never mind, we're not going to go there. But anyways, getting down to it, yes, we're talking about 80-degree weather all weekend or all week long down here in the Sunshine State. I know a lot of the guys really did have a good time, and no, we weren't wearing spandex down by the pool, but we did get to wear some shorts and just hang out. Obviously, I don't know if you guys got to see some of the pictures that we sent out there on Twitter, taken from our phone right there. Room with the view we had. Certainly did. It was fantastic. And certainly cannot wait to get back down there. You know, we're going to try to make plans to get to as many PBR events as we can and hang out with these guys and hang out with you Making Eight Maniacs, you know. Like I said, obviously to have Linda out there, who's still down here in Florida, going to be hanging out, visiting with some of her family. We've also got Jayway down here, who's, you know, coming down and enjoying this warm Florida weather, having a great time, you know. And, you know, we want to get around more of you guys and be able to have that opportunity that we did this weekend to spend with you guys. I think that it was just – that was so meaningful to us. You just can't put a price tag on it. You really can't. You know, for everybody to get together, we got up and had breakfast and, you know, just talked about the night before's event. We talked about Sunday's event. And we just talked like we were, you know, family, sitting together at the dinner table, you know. You really, you know, like I said, it was special to us, you know. And it lets us know that, hey, you know, we're doing this for a reason. You know, it kind of gives us the energy to have that direct connection with you guys, just like we did when we were in North Carolina a couple months ago, met up with Cat Johnson, you know, and same way when we were in Oklahoma for the IFR, getting to meet up with Sandy Graber, 2G Bucking Bulls. You know, you guys are so much a part of what we're doing. We just love it, and we can't wait to get out to the next one where we can hang out with you guys. So, I see, yeah, you know, the whole deal with the clothing line. Now, like I said, I did make mention that we would try to get you guys what you wanted for your shirts, but I don't know if I could go that far to get a shirt put together with me with a picture of me in spandex. I don't know. I don't have, you know, I just don't have that modeling physique like obviously Shane Proctor does, which we did have an opportunity to give him a hard time about that and tell him how much my Mrs. Making Eight enjoys the picture, you know, as well as you Making Eight Maniacs. I said, you guys really got this thing started up. So, yeah, it was entertaining to say the least. I don't know if we could put that one together, though. We'll have to see. It's going to take a lot more. I'll tell you what. I'll make a deal with you. I will make a deal with you Making Eight Maniacs. If. Now, we're looking at, today's the 11th, somewhere around there. So we got about we got right around 3 weeks left in the month. So we got 3 weeks. If we can get over 50 individual sales, individual item sales. Doesn't matter what it is, but we need 50. I believe we're at like 5 right now. If we get 50 by the end of the month, then I will get a picture taken of me in spandex out by the pool with a cowboy hat on and my sunglasses, because those apparently are what gets me recognized the most. And I will get that put on a shirt for you. So there you go. There's your bargaining. That's the best I can do for you. We need 50 sales. So and like I said, the way they come in is it doesn't make a difference what you're buying. If you buy the item, it'll be there. And it comes up, you know, if you buy in bulk, if you buy 3 or 4 items, they all count as individual items. We're at 5 right now. We need 50. So that will give you guys an opportunity, something to work for. And we need to get some sales. If you guys put it together, then we certainly will have it. We'll make it happen for you. So food for thought. It's going to take you Making Eight Maniacs to make it happen. That's the only way it's going to come about. But I will tell you that we are giving away a Making Eight Maniac t-shirt, which will go towards one of the sales. Making Eight will be purchasing it. We're going to get it here at the end of this week, or actually on Thursday. We'll go ahead and purchase it and ship it out to whoever it's going to. We're going to give you the question on our Lunch Hour Rodeo show on Wednesday, and then we're going to let you know what it's going to be or how we're going to do it for Wednesday night's Making Eight Live broadcast here in studio. So you guys will have to tune in to our Lunch Hour Rodeo show. If you can't listen live, you can go back and catch the replay, but be there on Making Eight Live at the Live Event Center on Making8.com as we're going to bring you the action. We're going to let you know what it is. We've got a Making Eight t-shirt. We've got 2 day sheets that are autographed. We've got Saturdays and Sundays day sheets that are autographed by so many of the Bull Riders, as well as including Ty Murray. So I will tell you what, I think you guys will enjoy it. You know, we got some great prizes to give you guys, and we're going to throw them at you here on Wednesday. So you definitely want to tune into that. Trying to look and see what's going on here. I got Flickr posts coming up. It looks like Miss Cat Johnson has been posting out some pictures, and that is awesome. You guys are asking for spandex and chaps? Wow. Oh, I don't know. Man, that's really pushing it. So anyways, I see that Miss Kelly, who's I believe one of our new members here on the Lunch Hour Radio Show, is sitting back, says that she wants herself a Making 8 shirt. Well, they are over there. Go to making8.com, click on the store page, and you can find them right there. So love to have you guys on board. We've got a lot of items there for you, and we want you guys to get a grip with them. I think you guys will like them. And like I said, if we can get over 50 individual sales from our store, it doesn't have to be shirts, just whatever we get from our store. If we've got 50 individual sales, 50 individual item sales, then yes, we will put together a shirt and make sure that it's to your liking. We'll get the spandex or whatnot, you know, and we'll get it put up for you. Oh, Making 8 maniacs. You fans are crazy. And it sounds like Denise has actually gotten her shirt, and we do thank you for that. I know that Miss Gabby has also got her tank top and has been getting herself in trouble with those already. But we do appreciate you guys supporting us. So, anyways, getting down to it. I did get a chance to briefly check it yesterday. Well, I'm not quite sure how it all played out, but it sound from what I saw, it looked like Donna had actually moved into the second spot. But I'm not real sure there. I don't know if anything has changed. I'll have to go back and take a look at it. Thank you, Miss Emily, for filling in for Miss Barbara, who is still not here with us, and know that she's trying to get things back in order for herself. Know that she had said that she'd look to be back here with us this week, and hopefully she'll be able to do that. But thank you for posting that link out there, Miss Emily, for the store page. Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, we talked about that last week about the fantasy points. You know, it sounds like a lot of things were not adding up, you know. Hopefully they'll get things worked out. And it also sounds like that if anybody has bought Cat Johnson merchandise from Cafe Press, that they're also getting discount codes via email that they can use to buy Making 8 stuff. So if you guys are interested, you know, and want that opportunity, make sure to get over there and take advantage of that. Thank you for posting that, Miss Shannon, there on Twitter. And absolutely, you know, we'll have to take a look at some different things. I know Shannon posted out there. I'm just now getting it on Twitter. Obviously, I'm running a little bit behind. But, you know, Shannon's posting out there on Twitter that, you know, she would like for us to try to get up there somewhere near her. Well, we were close. We were in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, which I know is not too far. However, there was also a PBR event going on that weekend, so in Indianapolis. So it was like a head north, head south type thing. I didn't figure that, you know, we don't want to take precedence over the PBR. We know that's where your hearts are at. So understand. But hopefully next time we get up that way, you know, we can swing on in there and stop by. And we want to check out the Independence, Kentucky. Stop by and see Miss Shannon and Taylor Truck and Auto. Maybe take us through, give us a little tour or something. We'll video it, and then we'll put it up on our Making 8 Live broadcast. So, it looks like the Cafe Press discount store-wide. So, yeah, don't miss out on the opportunity to get over there. We've got to get Kat Johnson. We actually had her link up to her store. We've got to get it back up now because we had to do some redeveloping there on our store page. We haven't had an opportunity to catch back up. This was just like last Thursday and Friday that we got it together. And, of course, this weekend we were putting things down there in Tampa. So I apologize to Kat out there for not having her store back up there, but we do have full intentions on getting it there for you. It will be back up here this week. Gabby's saying that we need to get a shirt that says "Get a Grip and Let's Buck" on it, huh? Maybe we'll put something together. I'll have to work with Kat Johnson, and we'll see if we can't do we'll do something up real good. I know that she's got some great items over there as well. But, hey, you know, we've got 7 days a week, and you can't wear Making 8 stuff all week long. You can't wear Let's Buck stuff all week long. So, you know, maybe split it up. You know, maybe three on one, four on the other. Hey, it's all good. I'll even take three and let Kat get 4 days of wearing Let's Buck stuff. You got 7 days out of the week. I say let's do it to it. And get out there to those store pages and help support both myself and Miss Kat Johnson. So it would be great. And Gabby said that she's already going to have enough trouble. She's posting in our chat room here about how she's already in enough trouble with her neighbors for wearing the Get a Grip stuff. I don't think she could actually do that with the Let's Buck and Get a Grip. Wow. But, hey, it's all good. It's all in fun and certainly helps to go support us, and we do appreciate it. So, like I said, wanted to remind you that we do have some great lineups here this week. I'm not going to let in. I'm going to hold out on you guys. Hopefully I don't make you too mad, but, hey, it's a great opportunity for you guys to be able to stay tuned to Make an 8, and I think you're going to like it. I really do. Man, there's just so much, that we wanted to talk about from this event. I've got notes scattered everywhere. We're still just trying to go through and piece a lot of them together. But I will tell you that, like I said, hopefully we'll get to answering a lot of your questions out there. Make sure that if you still have questions or comments about, you know, some of the PBR athletes, some of the things that are going on, that you throw them out here to us so we can try to get, you know, some of these things answered for you guys. Anyhow, I believe that's going to start winding things down here for us. I do have some more cowboy logic that we are going to throw at you here, so I got to get over here and check this out or find it. I do have it saved. This one here came to me from our good buddy, Mr. Scotty Plowman, Scotty the Clown, throwing at us some good cowboy logic here for the day. So we're going to utilize this here on our Monday as well. His cowboy logic says this: just trying to hang on will get you bucked off. Every jump, we must be willing to let go and take new hold and keep moving forward. So there is some good cowboy logic for the day. Hopefully you guys will really kick things off and get things fired up. Start spreading the word about us, Making 8. I'm telling you, we're starting to come at you in a big way. We've got a lot of things in store for you on our show this week. We've got our first live Making 8 live in-studio broadcast that we're going to be bringing to you. We've got to get our studio set up here, but I think you guys are going to enjoy it. We've got some highlights. We've got some interviews. We've got some cool things coming at you from our event this weekend. And like I said, you know, if you guys want certain things, we're going to do what we can to try to bring it to you. You know, that's why we're here. That's what we're doing, you know, is going to work for you fans. Giving you guys that experience. Wow. Okay. Well, sorry about that, guys. You know, I don't know what happened. My cell phone just kind of dropped its call. But we are back. Hopefully everybody else is back here in the deal. Hold on, guys. Hold on. Like I said, we lost our service. I know we're just kind of trying to wind things down, and we're going to bring you back just in time to break out here for the end of our show. But, yeah, we are back up and running now. Sorry about that, guys. It was a cell phone connection. Man, you got to love the service you have down here in the middle of nowhere. Anyways. The only fortunate thing was is that it happened here towards the end of our show. So we can wind things down here. Got to tell you that we do appreciate everything that you guys have done in sticking together, hanging out with us. Really have had a great time. Going to be looking forward to a great week hanging out with you Making 8 fans all week long here on the Lunch Hour Radio Shows. Brendan Clark Show, Tuesday night, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Making 8 Live coming at you, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Wednesday. Also, PBR Now on RFD-TV, Thursday, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. So we got a lot of bull riding. We got live cowboy standing coming up this next weekend. This format's going to be huge. I also want to remind you guys, get over there and check out some of the highlights from this past weekend. Check out some of the interviews from Keith Ryan Cartwright. Check out some of the things that are going on with Leah as she got to interview Austin and the Truth Booth. The Ford Truck Invasion this week was great. Love Luke and Colby hanging out with the hockey players there at the Tampa Bay Lightning. It's an awesome deal. So, you know, and I just love the whole concept of what it was about, you know. Obviously, they're bringing in these truckloads of dirt, you know, and get ready for this bull ride. And they sure enough made it happen. Like I said, so impressed with how the PBR came together to put this thing together and make this event happen on time, ready to roll on Saturday night. Less than 24 hours they had to put this event together and do this, make this venue possible. So it was a great thing. Awesome work from the PBR staff to make the Tampa Invitational what it was. Hopefully you guys have enjoyed the show today. Make sure to catch out and tune in on tomorrow. Maybe we'll sit back. We'll talk more about these fantasy points. Hopefully maybe we'll get a response back about those. We'll find out kind of who's running things and how the points are structured. Hopefully they'll get everything lined up. So anyhow, that's going to wrap up our show here for the day. Fans, want to remind you, get on over to the Making 8 store page. Also, get on over to the Making 8 Maniac fan page. Check out some of the photos, as we're going to have more and more coming at you throughout the day. So stay tuned to that. Want to thank you guys for tuning in today. Make sure to check out tomorrow's show. Until then, y'all get a grip with Making 8.
Thanks for tuning in with Making 8. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of the heavens sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to feel those good vibrations coming from the joy that his love can bring, turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.